Hachette Audio presents Where You Go Is Not Who You'll Be, An Antidote to the College Admissions Mania, written and read by Frank Bruni.
To all the high school kids in this country who are dreading the crossroads of college admissions, and to all the young adults who felt ravaged by it, we owe you and the whole country a better, more constructive way. Introduction. Peter Hart didn't try for Harvard, Princeton, or any of the Ivies. That wasn't the kind of student he'd been at New Trier High School, which serves several affluent suburbs north of Chicago. Nearly all of its roughly 1,000 graduating seniors each year go on to higher education, and nearly all of them know, from where they stand among their peers and from the forecasts of guidance counselors, what sort of college they can hope to attend. A friend of Peter's was ranked in the top 5 of their class. She set her sights on Yale and ended up there. Peter was ranked somewhere around 300. Not great, but wholly respectable considering the caliber of students at New Trier. He aimed for the University of Michigan or maybe the Special Undergraduate Business School at the University of Illinois. Both rejected him. He went to Indiana University instead and arrived there feeling neither defeated nor exhilarated. He was simply determined to make the most of the place and to begin plotting a career and planning an adult life. Right away, he noticed a difference. At New Trier, a public school posh enough to pass for private, he'd always had a sense of himself as someone somewhat ordinary, at least in terms of his studies. He lacked his peers' swagger and ready-made eloquence. He wasn't especially quick to raise his hand, to offer an opinion, to seize a position of leadership. At Indiana, though, the students in his freshman dorm and in his freshman classes weren't as uniformly poised and showily gifted as the New Trier kids had been, and his self-image went through it.